Blog Talk Radio.
Professor Applewhite, and I'm so happy to be here. You know what, I was thinking about something I had read some time ago about, and let me see, I'm not going to probably quote this exactly, but feel free to call in if you know the appropriate statement here. But it's something about when there's a hurricane or even a tornado, as we've been experiencing in many parts of the United States. Learn how to dance in the rain. Now, I know that's kind of silly here in Arizona. That's our headquarters for White Apple Institute, our sponsor for the Student to Teacher Show. But because it's so hot here, the sun is really, really doing its thing out here. It's summertime in Arizona, in southern Arizona, which says, you know, it's going to be over 100 degrees every day. But it's not humid, so it's great weather in a sense. I mean, you can definitely get cool, jump in the pool, and have a glass of lemonade or tea, and you're fine. But I don't know why that particular statement has just been, you know, just coming to me constantly through the week. And I guess what it's saying is that when there's something going on in your life that feels uncomfortable, that you must learn how to overcome it by turning, I guess, lemons into lemonade. Mm-hmm. So we learn how to, and this is a process. This is not something we learn overnight. It's a process of learning how to do that, how to wake up in the morning and to be able to say, today I make a choice. Today I make a choice that I will smile. Today I make a choice that I will be a happy individual. And that takes some real effort. Many, many mornings when there are challenges that have faced us the night before, and where some of us rewind our mental tapes to live in the past, or we allow people to bring up past mistakes, or I like to call them lessons. But when people bring them up, most of the time they're bringing them up to tell us that we made a mistake. They're not sharing with us that, hey, what did you learn from that? And that's a good way to help others, you know, pass that light along, that seed along, of saying, how you doing? What did you learn from that? Whenever somebody is talking about something that is hurting them and they're feeling uncomfortable, what did you learn from that? So it's real important that we try our best to look at the positive, to look at the glass half full versus half empty, to be able to say there's a hole in the donut versus the full donut is delicious because it has a hole in it. So So looking at it as with optimism instead of pessimism, very important. And leads us into discussing what our show is about today. Because to be optimistic, to be able to say, I know that I have something that makes me stand out among others. And that is that I am special. Now, that's a tough concept, because last week we went over this, the definition of special and what special really means to many of us. And then I was able to read in the definition of special from the dictionary and Wikipedia online, which talked about special being a feeling of superiority, that a person has done something or is regarded as superior and held in high self-esteem, recognized as doing something outside of a group. And so we discussed being more careful about how we use that word special, so that the impact of what we're trying to say is taken well. Because I know that most of the time when we say someone is special, we're rewarding that person. We are acknowledging that person. We are praising that person for doing or saying something special. And so we have to keep that in the right context of making sure that we don't say it in a demeaning way, or that it could be perceived that way, or that we say it to so many people that, and it's overheard by the person you just said it to. So you're saying you're special, and then you turn around and you say you're special to someone else within earreach of the other person. You don't define what their special their specialty is. That's interesting. We're going to explore that in a minute. What makes them special? You're not acknowledging that. You're just saying you're special. You're special to me. And you're special to me. And you're special to me. So the individual that you're saying you're special to is wondering, well, if you're saying it to this one and that one and that one, what do you really mean? What makes me special then? Well, a lot of things we have to consider. We have to consider the fact that, first off, the person saying it to us, what are they all about? Do we believe them? How do we know what really sets us apart, or is everyone called special? And what really is special to the person who's saying we're special? Some of us here are parents and teachers, employers, family and friends tell us that we are special. But it's not clear if we hear them tell other students, other coworkers, other relatives, and other peers the same thing. So how we interpret the concept of special, my friends, must have something to do with how we see ourselves. Check that out. How we see ourselves and value what we have accomplished. In addition to what we talked about last week of acknowledging the person who says it to us, you know, like my grandmother used to say, consider the source. When someone says something to you, consider who they are. And that will validate whether or not you really want to believe in that what that individual is saying. So it's really important that we look at this word special, this concept of special. And we have a caller online, and we've got a few people on chat. Please feel free to come onto our chat line and listen in. anytime that you can. Professor Applewhite's here. This looks like a familiar number. Good morning.
Maria.
Our Maria. Oh, yes, good morning. How are you? I'm glad you're joining us this morning. Wonderful. You are special, Maria. You are special. Now, when I say that to you, what does that mean to you when I say you are special, Maria? What do you think I mean? You want to think about that for a minute, and I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Yeah, come back to you. Because I want you to really think about what I mean when I say that to you.
Okay.
You know, how does that really affect people? Because, again, I don't know if you heard that last part. I was saying it depends on who says it to us, too, and whether we believe them and what we think they mean when they say we're special. Because a lot of people will say that to me. And I'll look at them and I'll know that they just told somebody else that they were special. And they really don't. What do you mean I'm special? What are you saying that about? Did I do something? Did I say something? Did I accomplish something that makes me stand out in a group of people? What makes you say that I'm special? So if you said it to me, I'd like to know what you would mean. And you have said it to me, as a matter of fact. Maria, for our listeners' knowledge, is one of the staff members in our student division for White Apple Institute, and we appreciate her calling in. And this word special, it keeps coming at me as far as looking at specialty in the word, what do you specialize in? Or this is our specialization. So there's all these different words that are coming up to me through the week, and I've just been looking at them. So I want to explore them and see what our audience thinks about them. One of the things that's important to recognize is how culture and economic status, believe it or not, economic status and our personalities play a part when we accept, or shall I say, receive compliments for some of the things we do, say, you know, just act out, okay? What does, let's say, culture have to do with it? Let's explore that for a minute. What does culture have to do with feeling special? Well, if we regard special, truly regard special, as something that is held in high self-esteem, let's say, and that it means that we're recognizing something that you've done or said or whatever, your actions, your attitude about that is going to play a part. Your attitude is basically the way you feel about something based on all of your experiences in life. It's what you believe in, your belief system. There are cultures around the world, and I'm not talking about ethnicity, because being part of an ethnic group is one part, and that doesn't necessarily determine our culture. Our culture is the way we feel about certain things, the way we believe, and what we value. So when we get into what we value in life, do we value someone saying to us that you're special? Or in some cultures, saying you're special is something that people try to avoid, because they are raised from early childhood to believe that they are part of a collective, part of a group, and that you are not recognized as special in that group. You are in a group. And so no one stands out above and beyond the other one. However, in the United States and many Western European countries, the word special identifies someone who has excelled in something, who has challenged something and overcome something, achieved something. And so when we look at that culture as being a part of how we receive the word special, has a lot to do with how we're going to hold on to that word, okay, and hold on to that concept. We have a number of people that are on chat right now, and if anyone has anything that they'd like to add to that, feel free to type it in. And we certainly understand that there are a lot of people who prefer just to listen to the show, and then as they have something to say, to go ahead and type it in, or they can come live on air by calling 1-646-727-3758. The one is for United States. International codes are whatever your internet to call in. Okay, so let's if you get the concept of culture and how culture plays a part in this concept of special, how does economic status play a part in this? You know, our socioeconomic status is defined by your work experience, your social position, and your money, how much money you have, how much income you have, how much education you have. In the United States, we call it SES, which is the socioeconomic status, which is the household income. And so people are assessed or evaluated or looked at sometimes by their socioeconomic status. And sometimes there's a couple of people online on live air, and if they could just try to mute or watch the background noise, that would really be important for us so that everyone can hear what's going on. You'd be surprised at how just moving a little piece of paper into the microphone can kind of cause some distraction there. So I ask that you watch that, and dishes and clinking in the background and that kind of thing. Okay, thank you so much. Now, so we were on the socioeconomic thing and how that defines special, okay? So we know that people who are wealthy, and, you know, that's, oh, boy, is that a subjective term. In other words, it's subjective in the sense that everyone has an idea of what wealthy is. Some people call wealthy $1 million. Some people call wealthy multi-billionaire. Some people call wealthy $20,000 a year. So it really just depends on how you perceive it. See, all of this, all of what we're talking about, not only on this show, on this theme of special, but many of the other things that we come up with at White Apple Institute to share with you are based on subjectivity. In other words, your way of thinking, the way you look at the world. And so we may present different ideas to you of what people have shared with us through many years of experience, because many of us are counselors, and the students are people who have had experiences in going through the work situation and the school situation, and so they share with us. But bottom line is that the way you feel about being special or any of the other things that we've talked about, like being a student and a teacher, that's up to you. You have to buy in to that value system. You have to see that for yourself and believe it for yourself, that when someone says you're special, that you take that and you run with it and you say, wow, thank you. Interpret it the way you wish to interpret it. And if you want to, you can ask them, well, why did you say that? Why do you think that I'm special? There's nothing wrong with saying that. That's not rude. Because if they're saying it, obviously they've found something that they want to point out to you. And if you're not clear on it, ask them. Say, thank you so much. What do you mean by that? But let's get back to this socioeconomic status thing and making sure that we're clear on whether or not we regard somebody as special because of the amount of money that they make, because of their education, because of their experience. Is that how we regard people as special? And let us not forget that people with low incomes and maybe that don't have a lot of education have been, unfortunately, they've been grouped in this non-special category. And that goes specifically, I can say, for people labeled as disabled and that buy into that label, or labeled as disadvantaged and buy into that. See, it's all about what you believe. If you believe I'm disabled and I can't do something, or I'm disadvantaged and I can't do something, therefore I can't be special. If you're running that through your head constantly, then you're setting yourself up with a belief system that's not going to move you forward. So know that it's true. You know, and as we talk about, you know, the way we say things to ourselves, let's make sure that that we're also clear on how many times we say something. Maria, you can imagine that, now this is research talking, that if you say something to yourself over and over and over again, you will believe it. As a matter of fact, I believe the statistic is that if you say it for 14 days straight, definitely 21 days straight, if you say something to yourself every day, that eventually it blends into your brain and it's what we call reinforced. It's like emphasized. Do you know what I mean when I say that?
Yeah.
Over and over again, yeah, you get that
right.
That emphasis going, and you it becomes part of you then. So if you look in the mirror, and you can definitely relate to this, how many people call themselves fat? Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they say that constantly, I'm fat, I'm fat, I'm fat. And if they don't say fat, they say something that leads to the word fat. So their self-concept, the way they see themselves, is fat. And that's why even after people have lost considerable weight, they still see themselves as fat, because they've put that in their minds and rehearsed it over and over again, like you rehearse, like an actor rehearses a play over and over again until it becomes part of what he or she is going to say in a movie or a play or whatever. And it becomes part of them. That's why they rehearse. That's what the whole word rehearse means. And so if we get in the mirror on the wall, the mirror inside of our hearts that only we can see the reflection in, and we start saying to ourselves, we're special or we're not special, whatever we are saying within our belief system, and we say it over and over and over again, we will start believing it. So our assignment, if you will, let me give everybody an assignment, including myself. Here's my assignment. For the next 14 days, every day I'm going to look in the mirror, the physical mirror in front of me on the wall, and the internal mirror that reflects what I'm saying. And I'm going to say, I'm special. And I'm even going to find ways to identify what I'm special about. Not just saying it. What makes me so special? Because if we can come down to acknowledging that in ourselves, we won't look so much outside of ourselves for people to always make us feel better. See, we've got to find ways to make ourselves feel better, to make ourselves feel special, so that we can continue to go on. And we appreciate all the guests that log in and listen for a few moments. And I know that sometimes things happen and you can't necessarily chat with me for a moment, but I always appreciate any of the listeners that come on to the show and want to get into a discussion, because that always lets me know that somebody out there is listening, and we're learning and growing together. So we've covered culture and how that impacts how we accept or receive the word special. We've looked at the economic status of not only ourselves, but the individuals that we say are special. Now let's look at personality for a minute. The personality of an individual. First off, a lot of people are confused. What is personality? What do you mean by personality? Okay. Well, personality is very interesting because, I mean, I can give you the dictionary definition, but let's just talk about the factor that personality is what defines who you are different from other people. Okay? So I like to say special from other people, but we'll stay away from that for just a moment. But definitely different. You know, your personality is defined as different as your fingerprints. Everyone has, right, doesn't everybody have a different fingerprint, Maria? Have you heard that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Unique.
Unique. Good word.
Yeah.
Great word. Yeah, uniqueness. Yeah. You are unique.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe when I say that, you might be ready now to say, why do you say I'm unique? What is it that makes me unique?
Because there's somebody like me.
Say it, the what?
There's no other Maria like me.
There's no
I'm the only Maria in this
Maria.
Life.
That's right. How about somebody that has your same name, though? If somebody has the same name as Maria, and they say Maria is special.
Yeah, but
and then you look around
I'm
and
Maria
you say,
Ramirez.
That's right. We go by our first name, our last name, and we go by all those other special characteristics that make us who we are. And that's real important. That we're able to identify how unique and how special we are. So I truly appreciate you coming up with that word unique. I'm going to keep that in our little cheat sheet we use when we take notes on the show, because unique is just as special a word as special itself. See, what I'm trying to lead to, Maria, so you and all the other listeners out there, is I'm trying to lead into what it means when we go into special education. And special education is viewed as a demeaning word, a demeaning concept. What do you mean special education? I was never in special education. I don't want my child in special education. So what? Why did we name special education special? So I want you to keep that in the back of your mind, because we're really going to hit on that a lot more next week as we begin to conclude part 3 of 3 of this series on special. But when we look at personality and how that plays a part in being special, we have to acknowledge that everybody's personality, as Maria was saying, listeners, is unique, is different. And so we need to acknowledge that within ourselves, that we know that we're different from other people. Well, what makes us different? And if you look in the mirror of your own souls, and you say what makes me different is that I'm fat, is that I'm ugly, is that I don't know how to read, is that I have bipolar disorder, that's what makes me different. If you're coming up with all of those negatives, and I have to say they're negatives because they're not things that help you progress, and that's the only reason why I would use a judgment term like that. You know, I'm an angry person. I'm a mean person. If you're rehearsing and saying that over and over and over again to yourself, it's going into your brain and it's making a memory. And it's making the memory stick every time you say it over and over again. So you remember what our assignment is for the next 14 days, and that is to start looking at ourselves and saying, what is that I'm special, and what am I special for? Okay, and that has to be something positive that you bring out that makes you feel good, because we know that saying those other things don't make us feel good. So if you're saying something that doesn't make you feel good, why are you saying it? Why are you saying it about yourself? Why would I say that about myself? See, when I'm talking to everyone out there, and all of you who listen, 20,000 plus that are listening out there, I tell you, I'm talking to myself. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to me too. As I said before, the degrees on the wall do not determine that I know it all or that I'm better or superior than anyone else. What it says is that I've studied something, and so I got a certificate or diploma recognizing that. But the application, how I apply it in my life, is important. And that for anyone out there, all the teachers that are listening, all the counselors, anyone that is in higher education needs to understand that the degree is not what determines these concepts of being special. Being special means, do you believe in yourself? Do you value yourself? Is your attitude positive about who you are? Do you regard your bank account as something that makes you special? If you have no bank account, are you still special? Are you still a valuable individual if you don't have the HDTV or brand new Lexus or Mercedes out in your driveway? You have to determine what it is that truly defines you as being a special human being. And I promise you, yes, you are going to find that everyone is special. Yes. Everyone is special, but that doesn't mean that we're equalizing you being special with someone else, because, yeah, we're all equal. But what we're calling you special about doesn't mean that's what we're calling the next person special about. Does that make sense?
No, I didn't understand that, Ms. Apple. I didn't understand that.
Okay. Just because I say that you're special,
mm-hmm,
doesn't mean that everybody else isn't special. Everybody's special. Because everybody has something that they've done.
Right.
And everybody's different and everybody's unique, like you were saying earlier. Okay. Yes. But when we say you're special, if you tell me I'm special, okay,
mm-hmm,
then what's going to happen to me is that I'm going to go into my belief system, my value system, and I'm going to say, what did she mean by that? And hopefully I'll ask you, well, what did you mean, Maria, but when you said I'm special? Did I do something? Because you're special too. So we have to look inside, deeply inside of ourselves, and know what that individual means when they call us out and they say, you're special. And the only way we can know that is if we ask them. Or if you get an award, you pretty much know, you're standing there and people are clapping, and someone comes up to you and says, you know, you're special. Pretty much you know that they're saying it because you've achieved something. And we're happy for that. But let's make sure that our personality has developed enough where we understand that we have to have the experience And the willingness, check that out, the willingness to say, I accept your compliment. Because it is a compliment. Now, when we get into special education, are we complimenting the individual, that beautiful person that has entered the doors of a special education program? Now, that's a question to ask ourselves. Because when we say special or exceptional, that's another word we use. In Washington, D.C., we use the Exceptional Children's Office or the Office of Exceptional Students, or you'll see that around the United States in our schools. Exceptional and special kind of like go together. But what they're doing is they're just saying that they're differentiating. They're pulling out the students that have a difference from the group. Does that make them less or more? Or does that just acknowledge them as someone special? We have another caller online. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite.
Good morning, Professor Applewhite. I apologize. I wasn't able to get in earlier to the show.
Oh,
this is Professor Consuelo City.
And it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to hear from you, no matter what time you join us.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That's a very nice thing to say, and we're always, like I said, honored to have you to join us, to take the time in the morning to be part of the show and to share your expertise. We're finishing up on that concept of special today, and we've said some very, very interesting things. Maria's online, and she's used the word unique. And I'm coming back to her. She knows I'm going to come back to her, and I'm going to ask her what it means when I said to her that she's special.
Okay.
And I've already given her a few clues that when someone says that to you and you're not sure what they said, you're supposed to ask them what they mean. Okay, and that's not rude to say, well, what? Thank you very much. Well, what did you mean by I'm special? And that I wanted to level everything out and make it equal, that everyone is special, Professor Stede. Everyone is special. But when we say someone is special, what we're doing is we're pulling something out that they've done. We're recognizing something that they've said or achieved in their life. And that's what makes us say it at that particular moment. So we don't have to walk around thinking and letting our egos get out of the way and say, well, I'm really way and beyond you. I'm superior to you because I'm special, because Professor Estete at the University of Arizona said I'm special, and so get out of the way. And that happens a lot. When people hear it enough, more than other, you know. I remember you brought out last week the similarity of the family unit and people being in the family unit and accepting the title, if you will, the acknowledgement of being special, and how that is similar to the teacher in the classroom doing the same thing, or the employer doing the same thing to the employee. It's really the same thing, but you brought out that it's up to the parent more to define what special means when they're talking to one child and another child is listening, so that that other child won't feel, well, Dad or Mom didn't say I was special too. You know, how come my brother is always called special? How come my sister and my cousin's always called special and I'm never called special? So it starts at home, that we need to balance out the concept of being called special or believing that we are special. And we have to look into that mirror in our soul and the physical mirror. I gave an assignment, by the way. The assignment for the next 2 weeks for all of us is that we look in the mirror, the physical mirror on the wall, and the mirror within, and we say to ourselves, you're special. And if we can, to try to say something about why we're saying it. Why mm-hmm. are you saying you're special?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we found out, and we quoted some research, right, Maria? We quoted some mm-hmm. research that said that if you say things over and over and over again to yourself, mm-hmm. then it sticks. It's like rehearsing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hear people doing enough, as Nazim Rashid will say in his book, Reconnected. He's one of our very, very special supporters at White Apple Institute. He's on the board of directors, as a matter of fact, for us. And that's his music you hear at the beginning. But he's a great counselor also, and he has a show that follows us called Reconnected, his radio show. He's called The Mentor Man, and he has his own show that has some wonderful things on it. But he will be the first to tell you that it's important that you look inside of yourself and believe in yourself first. In addition to all of the teachers, such as our dear Jesus Christ, who tells us to, before we start looking out and criticizing others, we need to pull the stick out of our own eye. Well, in reverse, that's true, too. Before we can go out and tell somebody you're special and you're wonderful and you're unique, we need to believe that within ourselves. How can we give a compliment to someone else if we don't even believe it about ourselves? So, without putting you totally on the spot, so that Maria can get the gist of what we're saying. We've got about 13 minutes left on the show. And we encourage, we have a number of people in the chat room this morning. And we're waiting for anyone that wants to say anything. I appreciate that you've logged in. So you're showing great support by doing that. But if you'd like to write in right now in the chat room why you believe you're special or why you believe someone else is, that would be helpful. But we're going to ask Professor Estete now, why, if I say to you, you're special, what does that mean to you?
Oh, my goodness. That means a lot to me, very much so. I don't know. The first thing that comes to my mind is that I am special because I have accomplished something wonderful, which is to love myself. I truly
yes.
love myself,
uh-huh.
and that makes me special in my eyes.
But why am I telling you you're special?
Now, why are you telling me?
Right.
I would have to ask you, why are you telling
right.
me? Right.
There you go. There you
mm-hmm.
go. And that's exactly, you got it. That's exactly what I'm hoping people will do, is that so that they really get what someone is saying and they don't just brush it off. Because for somebody to say that to you, they've taken the energy and the time to say
yeah.
those words to you.
Yeah.
So you need to take them and hold on to them. You know, why did you say that?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you one thing that pops off to me about why I want to say that you're special is that I see you as a very compassionate human being. And I see you as someone who not only wants to learn, but who also wants to share with others.
Mm.
So you exemplify, or you show us, that the student-to-teacher concept really lives, because you are truly showing us that you are a student and you are a teacher together.
Thank you. That sounds
you receive
beautiful.
And you share. I love you for that.
Thank you.
Now, that doesn't mean that I wouldn't
that I wouldn't say that to somebody else. Right, exactly.
You love others,
okay.
Too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, and that's another word. I mean, you know, don't even start with I love you, you know, and a lot of people say, I love you, I love you, and I love you too. I love you, I love you. It's the same thing, you know. You're singling someone out and saying something wonderful, but you do mean it.
It usually means that someone did something that pleases me, and that's again the ego.
Yes.
That's why I love you, because you've done something that really makes me feel good.
Right. And you know, it's like Maya Angelou brings out. She says it's not, and you know what, I think that was Dalai Lama, but don't quote me exactly, but it's not what you say to somebody, it's not what you do, it's how you make them feel.
Mm.
Okay, so when you walk away from somebody, you might have done something great, you might have said something great, but how they feel when you walk away from them is most important, and that's what they're going to remember the most. And that goes into, Maria, also feeling good about yourself, how you feel about yourself when you leave somebody. Do you feel better when you're around them? I'm one to tell you, at this stage in my life, I do not wish to be around anyone that makes me feel uncomfortable. And I wish, and I don't like to go into regrets about past or whatever, because there's nothing we can do to change that, but here's my hope. Let me say it a different way. It is my hope that others will recognize early enough in their life so they can have more time to enjoy the joy of life by saying, I will not let someone else come into my life and steal my joy. I will not let someone else come into my life and not make me feel special, to take away. I worked hard to feel special. I worked hard at it because it's not easy in this society, in this world. It's not easy to look in the mirror and say, I'm really special because I accomplished this, I accomplished that. So why would you let someone come in and steal that away from you? So you want to watch your associations, and you want to encourage yourself. Listen to that one. Encourage yourself to be around people who look at you as special, who make you feel good when you leave their presence. When you part and you say goodbye, do you feel like, wow, that was a great experience being with them. I really enjoyed myself. Even if it was 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I've had 5-minute conversations with people and felt wonderful when I left them. And I wanted more, but, you know, time, I had an appointment or they had an appointment, so I couldn't stay. But I enjoyed that 5 minutes. And the other day I had lunch with a couple of friends and it went on. It was supposed to be an hour lunch and it went to over 2 hours. And I enjoyed that because no one stole my joy.
Mm-hmm.
I felt special.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So, Maria, here we are. And I'm saying to you, you're special.
So why am I special to you?
She got it, didn't she?
I guess I need to ask you, like, okay, why am I
By the way, I want to say hello to Maria. Hello, Maria.
How are you?
Yes.
How are you?
I have been missing to hear you.
I know. No.
I'm so glad you're back.
She was away in Florida. That's another thing that makes Maria so special to me. But I think that overall it's her is a word, and I'm trying to say this word. It's she doesn't give up.
Mm.
The word would be tenacity. You know, she's She doesn't give up. She's like a pit bull, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When a pit bull bites, they can't let go because they're so determined. And it's internal. It's an internal thing where they're saying, their body is saying, along with their mind, that I'm biting this and I'm not going to let go until I just can't do it anymore. And then I'll go to sleep, and then I'll come back and I'll bite you again.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll take a bite of this piece of life, this good feeling. And Maria, to me, that's what makes you special.
And may I say something,
too? Is that you do not give up. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm going to tell Maria why she's special to me.
Okay.
Because I feel a very beautiful energy when I'm around her. I have never told her, but the few times that I have been close to Maria, she has such a pleasant, beautiful energy that just makes me look at her and just, oh, wow, she's beautiful. To me, she's beautiful.
Wow.
In many ways.
It's rare that because we are an online company, an online organization, and we are global, it is rare that we are able to communicate like that and know each other. And it was very interesting to me. One show we had a woman from Maryland and a woman here in Arizona who knew each other. And it was really interesting because, I mean, you're talking about two different places. Sometimes people move on, and I know that that's one of the reasons why they still know each other and they like the show, and so they come on to the show, and that's wonderful. But to acknowledge each other and to say, not only have I heard you on the show and I feel you're special, but I've met you and your energy is special. It makes me feel good. And that's really what we're saying to somebody, is that when I'm around you, you make me feel good. When I see you stand on the stage and get an award, it makes me feel good. So therefore, you're special to me. You're special in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So what a wonderful feeling that we're all having today, to be able to say you're special.
Yes.
Now, both of you have told me at different times, in different ways, why you believe I'm special. And without the time, not a lot of time's not left to do this, but I want to at least express my appreciation for both of you being part of this show, being part of White Apple Institute, being willing to come on a Saturday morning. For many of our listeners out there that right now don't have the, that they don't feel comfortable right now coming on live air, or for whatever reason they go on chat, but at least they're there.
Mm-hmm.
But they hear you. They hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And even when the people come on and they listen to the show next week or weeks ahead, and they click on this show and they listen, they'll hear you. And what you're saying this morning and what we've all said this morning hopefully will plant a seed in someone's mind, in someone's heart. And they'll take on that assignment of looking at what makes you feel you're special. I mean, the actual question itself is the title of today's show. Do you really believe you are special? Do you really believe you are special? So remember that as we move into the next part. Next week, stay tuned, because we're going to be talking about the special in special education and what that means. So call a teacher, call a friend, and let them know that it's important for them to listen to the show next week. And let us all try to repeat or something special about ourselves. This is Professor Applewhite, Danita Applewhite, signing out and saying I wish you much love and peace. Make sure that you take care of yourselves this week. And thank you, Nazim Rashid, for great music from River Nile album, available on Amazon.